record. You just asked me, do I remember anything from the game?
Yeah.
Do I remember anything from the game? Of course I remember stuff from the game. We won. Am I going to remember that game in 5 years? No. You want to know why? Because I don't remember the San Jose State game. You probably don't either. You probably didn't even know that we played them.
Oh, I absolutely don't remember anything from a San Jose State game.
Okay, here's Tyler. Let me let him in. So the San Jose State game was Campbell's first year. How do I remember that? Because we won. Do I remember anything from that game? Absolutely not. I remember we won, and I remember it was an easy win, but I don't remember really any of it. I was just like, at that time, I didn't know, okay, yeah, Matt Campbell's here. We just got our ass kicked in the Cy-Hawk game. Does this even matter? Is this guy going to be around for, you know, a couple years? Turns out he's really freaking good. But, you know, at that time, you're 3 games in, you don't know. This might be fool's gold. This might be a fluke.
I remember being excited about a number of coaches.
Let's just cut to the fucking chase, okay? It doesn't matter that we played Ohio, okay? That game, we'll talk about that game in a little bit. I mean, let's cut to the chase. Kevin, I'm sorry. I'm going to be picking on Kevin because I know he's the most
I'm settling down. I really am.
He has the most feelings about this, and rightfully so. It may be Allison. I'm not sure how you feel about it, Allison, but Kevin.
Yeah, feel free to jump in whenever.
Welcome to Cy-Town, Kevin.
So, yeah, all these nice shiny things.
Just take the wheel.
All these nice shiny things that they're showing in that rendering, and look how far Iowa State has come, and so on and so forth. And yes, I'm going to be that guy who found a way to complain about it. The only reason I'm complaining about it is because the last time I saw those renderings, my spot wasn't being taken. And now my spot is gone. My spot is now a concourse for people who buy $30 mixed drinks. And I think there's a red Cy statue basically where my tent's at. I fired an email off to the department that handles the tents, and I got back. It was prompt. I got back a message saying that they're looking at the map and sorting out where they're going to put the tents for future seasons and blah blah blah.
Oh, so you actually emailed them?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No, I wanted to know before I just bloviate for the next 5 more games. Because I guarantee you this first weekend, I'm going to be fielding all kinds of questions. Where are we meeting? Where are we going? We've been coming here forever, and now it's just not in a rendering. And whatever. People can say whatever they want about how I'm just pissing in the wind about something that is going to make Iowa State better, a better fan experience and look cooler and help the city of Ames and all this great stuff. You know what I see? I just see more blue collar common folk tailgating experience getting cleaned out by the higher ups. The only reason we've got that tent going is because there's about 20 of us in there that are making it work. And we started, if anyone doesn't know how the tents work, it's a flat rate. You start at the back of the line, in front of Hilton, or a waiting list now. But if you started when we weren't winning, you got a spot. And gradually over time, you work your way closer and closer and closer to Jack Trice to where it gets to be a pretty cool gig. And we got ourselves all the way up to tent number 4. What happened the year that we finally got up to tent number 4? Iowa State wanted to put a fucking t-shirt shop in the first spot. So we got kicked back to tent 5. No, I don't even get a spot, is basically what I'm being told. And the answer is pay more money. Pay more money, and then you still get to be in the cool spot. That's all this fun. Well, I like nice. I think it looks cool. I really do. And the way I'll equate it is bear with me here, apples and oranges. The way I'll equate it is when you hear about farmers complaining about eminent domain, because the pipeline might be for the best of the American populace, but that particular farmer who has to deal with that bullshit under his ground,
he gets fucked over.
He gets fucked over in the process.
His life's done.
And so I'm going to be that farmer that still gets the opportunity to tailgate just like I've always gotten to. It's just not going to be the same as before. And the tents are really cool. Anybody who has not been in that area, that is it might be my favorite part of the entire Iowa State football experience. I've met more future, current, and former players in basketball, football, what have yous. I've met more fans by being there. It's just everything happens there. My kids get to cheer on the band every single time. I was shaken when I saw that saw those renderings.
My first thought. So I'm like, I know all about it. I know they're coming out with the side town thing. I hear about it on Thursday that they're going to introduce this side town or whatever, what it was called. I mean, everybody's calling it the Pollard and Light because they don't know the official name yet.
Right.
And everybody's like talking about, okay. By the way. Well, they can't call it that.
Why not?
Well, I mean, I would hope that they did, but they probably couldn't do that for a sitting AD. That's a little bit full of himself.
Right.
Even though I think everybody would buy into it because they've already been calling it that for 2 years or however long it's been out. Uh-huh. But I've been excited. I'm like, okay, I can't wait to see it be what they're going to do with the RV lots. But I heard that it was different. I was like, okay, I wonder how it's different.
Yep.
And then I'm ready for them to give the announcement. I hear that, okay, the announcement's going to be at 9 a.m. I'm like, okay, I'll check my Twitter at around 9:30 just to see what's going on. And I'll write a couple tweets saying how excited I am because this is good. It's so cool. And just kind of pump it up and just get some more people to see it and whatnot, not more eyeballs and kind of just increase the excitement. And then I see the picture. I click on a link I click on a link on the Cyclones website. And the first thing I see is a line of stores that just go straight to Jack Trice. And the first thought I have is Kevin's tailgating is fucked. It's done. Because I hang out with you guys, but that's not mine. So, and I'm like, it's fucking done. Where the fuck is it going to go?
I'm jumping the gun because who knows where we're going to get moved. I who knows? We might end up all being strung out in a line. You know that East-West Road, I'm blanking on the name of it, that's just north of Jack Trice Stadium. Maybe we'll get strung up along there. I doubt it. I doubt it. I really do. I think deep down, I think that Tent Alley was kind of the poor man's version of this, which is, look how cool this looks on TV.
Yeah.
And so instead, they had these pop-up tents with a bunch of large groups of fans all grilling something good, having a great time, screaming at the cameras as they went by, and now they can replace it with shiny things. And I think we're going to get pushed. You know, the auxiliary tents, if you're not familiar with them, they're over on the southeast corner, I want to say. Those white ones that go by single games.
Yep.
And that sort of deal. I don't know. I'm trying not to just be a complete butthole about this. You know, change isn't always for the worst. It's just my experience. I was not expecting this today because I just assumed that it was going along where the RV lots were.
And I mean, why else would they move the fucking RVs?
So that they can push us to the outs. They're put so to make room for all of this. And you talk about a hotel and all this sort of thing. Those people that stay at the hotel, I suppose, get parking passes with their hotel. Who knows how that all works? you have to push the tailgates to the sides. And so freeing up that those RVs does a lot of that. Now, if you look at the parking map, there's donor parking. Now think about this. There is donor parking that has become available that wasn't otherwise available, I want to say, watching that announcement video, mm-hmm. to the north of the Sheman building.
Ugh.
Do you know how long of a walk that is?
I ain't going to be no donor.
The grass lots are closer than those donor lots.
You better be giving me a shuttle. I'm not donating and then not even seeing the stadium. Give me a break.
I think that it's really cool. I think that it looks really cool. I'm really trying not to be that dickhead.
Right.
The fucking intramural soccer fields that are on the north side of University, why don't we put it there? Because I could see if the real benefit to this is not the game day experience, but the other days of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I'd use that on a Saturday Iowa State basketball date, because right now everybody shows up a half hour before the game starts and then they leave right after. I'd go there and have a few drinks, watch some other games, meet up with some buddies. I'd do that.
Mm-hmm.
Football season? No, I'm not going to be on a rooftop party deck drinking high-end drinks. I'm going to be somewhere, I guess, wherever we find their spot. And if you've got a parking spot in C6 or B6, which is where my tent's right about at, you can just shuffle a little to the side. I'm just one of those. I'm part of the minority that is used to having this mm-hmm. tent, and we've got our private toilet booked and all this great stuff that it takes a village to make something like that happen. And it's a lot of fun. It's kind of like the RVs.
You know, I mean, it's groups. If they could figure out how to, I mean, they don't need to necessarily make a line of tents anymore. If they could figure out with that weird place where they put the game day all the time, if they could figure out how to make that into a tent village, so you're still close to the stadium, you still get that feel of like you're right there, you're right in the middle of the action, but you're not getting fucked over. I mean, that would be perfect. Right. If they could turn that into that. I mean, that, right now it's a big grass field that nobody does nothing with.
And we're talking about building a second one. This is the long-term or the long-time Iowa State fan in me. I'm just preparing to get fucked by this.
It's probably going to turn out better than that.
It probably is.
Now, what I will say is whenever Jamie Pollard or these guys, they try to do something, we always bitch and moan. It usually turns out great. Bridge, I looked at that bridge, I was like, why are we spending $10 million?
No, that all made that all. I understood the game I understood the game under the premise that the Pollard and Light District was going to go where that area mm-hmm. was. Now, watching that video, he explained that they were planning on doing it all, I think, hugging closer to Hilton and in mm-hmm. that northeastern corner. But with the flooding issues and all that sort of thing, they had to change to where we're at, the higher ground and the utilities and all this great stuff, blah, 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 blah. So what let's point out the RV village. That looks like, I don't know too many people in that area anymore. That looks like it was a relative win. I think people are more happy than not with it.
People love it.
One thing I will say is we used to make walks over to friends that were in the RV lots before they got moved. I will never walk that distance on a game day anymore. They're on their own island. I will not go there.
Not with kids.
Not without them. Have you tried lugging a cooler from the north or the south end trying to go to any of these other?
No.
And so that's just it. When if you're going to put a shopping district with bars and what have you is right down the middle. And I'll say this. And then I'm going to try really hard not to keep poo-pooing it because Pollard's done a very good job.
I'm letting you vent.
Pollard's done a very good job with anything he's touched when it comes to Iowa State, I believe. And I'm sure this is a home run. I just happen to be one of the bullet stoppers at the front of the line here on this. But when you think about the Power and Light District in Kansas City, and I hadn't even heard about the thing at Lambeau Field that's
Titletown.
Yeah. But when you think about those experiences, I'm curious to hear if the season ticket holders attend those things, or if that's for the fan that comes once in their lifetime or once every 2 years or even once a year, does not have a regular place to call home with a regular group of people that always park right in their vicinity where they have this neighborhood knit going on. Instead, it's just a bunch of tourists. And so if I'm a tourist, this seems convenient. I have a great time at the Power and Light District. You know how often I go? Once.
Mm.
And here I'm talking about going there regularly because that's going to be my home for football season. Am I going to go to Joe Blow's bar? No, I'm not. Now, at this point, I might not go just out of spite, but we'll see how I feel after things cool down. But that's my only worry is that, is this an attraction for the one-offs, the conferences that they're talking about, the things of that sort, right in the heart of Tailgate Center?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I could chime in.
No, have
like, I think this the Pollard and Light District, if you think about it, like, if you know, there's like a little bit of a younger crowd and like they don't want to, and I don't know if this is just thinking. Oh, go ahead.
I'm not trying to interrupt Tyler, but the younger crowd is not going to be able to afford the drinks in that place. The younger crowd is going to be with our ass sitting and drinking our case of beer that we brought home.
I meant younger crowd, not like college age, I meant like 25 plus, like, I'll probably say at least 25 to 35.
The bachelor's,
because by the time this thing is finished, like, we'll be like near that range. And I was just saying, maybe, you know, it's meant to get those type of people because usually those type of people don't want to go to the college bars and they go. All the way up to or down to Des Moines and go there. And maybe that will just, you know, prevent them from going all the way down to Des Moines and keep the money in Ames instead of losing that potential money and taking it down to Des Moines. But
I hear that.
Now, what I was going to say to Kevin, you're probably right. When you're talking about, is this going to bring in the one-offs? Well, thinking about the people I know, like my grandma, my family, they don't care for tailgating very much. Like, they will definitely be the demographic that, yes, they only come to one game a year, but they will be hanging out in Cy-Town. And you talked about Titletown and the Power and Light. It really depends on which district, I guess, you're talking about. Like, the Power and Light District, I think that is strictly tourists and people just coming once to visit. But if you talk about like Wrigleyville and places like Wrigleyville, the regulars go there. A lot of regulars go there. So it really just depends. Can they build the culture for people to go there regularly? Can they get the bars? Can they get the restaurants? The stuff that people really want to go to and go to even when there is no game. I see What I will think is really cool. So my opinion, I like it a lot. I think it's going to be really cool, but I'm a little worried about the ability for them to be a draw outside of game day. But you can't subsidize a $200 million project on 6 weekends a year. And
right.
I think what will be cool is when they have away games, if everybody could go there and kind of watch it on the big screen or like kind of hang out there for away games. I think that will be a nice plus. And also if there's like a conference championship game that we're mm-hmm. in or something.
I'll counter with this.
What's up?
I'm just being above.
This is
the day that I'm finding out that they don't know where I'm going to get to hang out for the rest of.
They didn't think about it. They didn't think about you and your family and your
me and the handful of others who have been regulars are just along for the ride, and that's
diehards for diehards for 40 years.
I get it. We just don't contribute enough dollars. And that's fair. It's fair. It is. If I cared more, I should pay more.
You need a building named after you. That's what's wrong with you.
Why don't we already do a bunch of away game events by opening the South End and doing stuff at the Sookup End Zone Club? I remember us doing it a time or two, but why isn't that a thing already? It's already a heated and air conditioned full bar. I bet there's TVs all over the damn place with that plaza where game day was already set up on the South End.
No, I agree. They should watch parties instead of having them in the burbs, but like that's where they usually have the watch parties at.
Why don't we set those fucking butterflies free at Ryman Gardens and put this party right there?
They've already done they do so much shit to that garden. Like, it's like every other year they're tearing that thing apart.
It is really cool. I take the girls there regularly. I take the girls there. It's kind of fun to see, but
why the fuck
I just wish that it was a little bit further away from the stadium.
Why does it have to be right in the middle of the football? Can you put it somewhere else?
Well, it started there when they didn't think about all this stuff, I think. And the Ryman family are major contributors. I know.
I've met
them. And we thank them for all of that. I'm just being a butthole at this point. All right. So how about this? I'm looking at the parking map now. We walk in. This will be my last thing.
No, you can keep going.
We walk in from the north because we used to walk in from the west until the Stark Performance Center opened up and then they cut that mm-hmm. entrance off. And so we walk in from the north and there's that just grass. They call it the Abba Family Plaza. Here's my plea to Pollard. We'll let bygones be bygones.
This is not going to happen.
I will settle. I will lay down my sword. Just put my tent right there.
I'm not going to do that.
Put my tent right there, and I will be the biggest fanboy of this new project. And don't raise my rates. Put the tent right there, and don't raise my rates, and it's a done deal.
Do you know how many people are going to be walking through there stealing food and beer?
Oh, that's all right. I've got a couple of old boys there that guard that.
No. Oh, trust me. No, West Virginia is having a really big problem because their blue lot is like their big money donor lot. Mm. And they all have tents there. And there's like, I was hearing from a friend. They had like, a lot of like sorority girls, and I know I'm picking on them, but this from the story, they came into one of their tents that they hang out at, and they start going through and grabbing beers and food.
Yeah, they do.
And one of my what my friend goes, hey, what the fuck do you think you're doing? And the girls go, it's the blue lot. Can't we take some?
Oh.
No. No, you fucking can't. I know we paid how they paid $10,000 for that tent. Get your hands off, though. Because a dollar is still a dollar. Get your hands off my beer.
I've definitely drunk chased somebody who was swiping all the beer out of my cooler from our tent before.
Yeah.
I couldn't gain on him. We made it all the way to Hilton before I finally gave up. It's like, well, at least he ran all the way home before with only a couple of beers in his pocket. But it's that's part of the fun of it.
Yes, you don't want to be in the Abba Plaza, but, because then people just be swiping beers.
Nah.
And see, that's why it works well with where you are, because at least people know, like, don't come in these fucking tents. And they don't have to walk through your tent to get to the stadium.
Oh, I'll never say that I'm above this. I was absolutely, before we got as far as close as we did, you would check out to see what kind of spreads everybody had as you walked by.
Oh, you check it out. You wouldn't take anything though. Would you?
Well, I mean,
anyway, I think this is going to be pretty cool.
I think I do too. Like I say, I'm not trying to be a butthole. It's just that it's just my spot's getting moved. And so that's why I'm a little bitter about it.
Yeah. But. Yeah. You're getting told, hey, we got this really cool thing that will help the United States.
Right.
Let's just say, it's a pipeline for the cure for cancer, and it's going to cure cancer for everyone. But we have to put the pipeline through the middle of your house.
Now, since
and we'll give you 80 grand to do so.
Since Pollard and Winterstein did not break the news but hinted at it, I'll go ahead and finish their thoughts for them.
Sure. What's up?
The medical center that's going there right next to my parking spot.
We'll be remember, on top of your
parking remember spot. When we lost our AA accreditation?
Yeah.
It sounds to me like we're opening a medical school, and we'll have Iowa State University hospital system right there on campus.
Are we going to wave to the fucking kids? Are we going to wave to the fucking kids?
I know that we have a nursing program, and I did hear Pollard talk about internships being available, proposing the idea of internships being available, but he left that open-ended. So who knows? We might finally have those doctors and dentists that our donor base wouldn't mind adding to the fold. That would be great.
Can you please open, like, seriously, it is disrespectful to me that we do not have an ag law school and an engineering law school for our university. Why do we not have a law school for both of those? Our engineers and our ag students get hired not because they're the brightest in the world, because you leave that for Harvard and MIT. Our people get hired because they're trustworthy. Can't remember the other word.
Loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous.
No, kind, no, no.
Obedient.
No, no. I forget what the word is. They're trustworthy. You can trust them. You can trust them to get the job done. They're very detail oriented. They may not be the smartest people inventing everything, but you can trust them to do the job right. That is what you're looking for in an engineering lawyer and an ag lawyer. Why do we not have an engineering law and an ag law school? It doesn't make any sense to me. We should have had that years ago. If we're getting a medical school, great. That's awesome.
See what you're doing here, Pollard, when you unveil these kind of announcements. Now we're just diving clear into June conversations.
now we're diving into June conversations when we're going to play the number 17 team in the country at our home stadium, and we're probably going to beat them. And all our focus is on the Pollard and Light districts. Good job, yeah. Jamie. Always keep the attention on yourself. Hey, I know we've had our best start in a decade, but can you please remember me?
Yeah, right. Well,
I like it. I think it's going to be fun. I'm excited to go see it.
Yeah,
and hang out there and grab a drink. It's going to be great for after the game. Because the thing that still pisses me off, we have the greatest in the country. I think we have the greatest pre-game experience in the country. Just with the tailgating. I think you could probably add a better spirit walk, a better this and that and the other thing. Other schools have, you know, better spirit walks and whatnot, especially in like the SEC, because every freaking person goes to them.
Yeah.
But like, I think for our tailgate environment, second to none, we are the top tailgating experience in the country.
Yes. I know exactly where you're going.
But right at the end, I mean, I get out of the game. I watch the whole Ohio game. I'm there till the buzzer, the final buzzer.
Right. And I'm walking out with you.
And there's fucking nobody there.
And my dad.
Because everybody went.
Yeah, my dad left with my beer in the back of his truck.
When do you know the exact moment he left?
No, I don't. He stayed out in the parking lot at halftime.
Did he leave in the third quarter?
No, he would have. Well, who knows?
I mean,
see the problem is that we're hanging out in it. This is the problem that money brings. When money is the reason for the party. In general, older people have more money.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what time the early bird special is? Before everybody else wants to eat.
Yeah.
And do you know, you're talking about a great early tailgate, but a terrible post-game tailgate.
It's terrible.
Yeah. This is playing right into it.
I mean, if y'all want to see the players, and I probably shouldn't say this, but if y'all want to see the players, just stand in the fucking parking lot for an hour. They just all come walking out because nobody's out there.
Well, yeah.
You want Hunter Decker's autograph? You just stand outside, wait in the Eyeball Plaza. You'll probably see him.
And I can appreciate.
They don't have to sneak out the back. There's nobody fucking there.
And I can appreciate a segment of the fan base that actually travels a distance.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning more than I travel a little over an hour. That to me isn't that big of a deal.
Right. But
there are folks that come from longer distance where it's like, you know what?
Well, then why wouldn't you stay?
A guy's got to get home. Well, it gets exhausting. You spend the day there, throw down some light beers. I'm just giving them excuses. I'm not saying I agree with them all.
What I'm saying is you have a 1 o'clock kick. The game's over at 3. Okay. That game's over at halftime.
Right.
And
well, that might have been part of the problem with the Ohio game was you could tell. So the house was pretty well full.
It was.
You know, the attendance won't reflect it because people like me just let the guy scan our first two tickets and then say, hey, is this taking long enough? Can we just walk on in? And then we kind of bulldog a freshman in college. But we were pretty well full going into the game, the whole first half.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell I haven't lost my voice at all. We didn't have to scream that much at the team this time around.
And this is still a recap of the game.
At halftime of the Ohio game. Yeah, see, we are finally segueing into a recap, aren't we? At halftime of the Ohio game, go back out and have a couple beers. Let's see what's going on. Loosen the belt up, bring a couple more in type of thing. And and
hey, how you doing?
And yeah. Half of the crowd did not come back. And so
right.
I will say this. There were already post-game celebrations happening while the second half was just beginning. And so when we came out to an emptier parking lot than we would like, you know, they were going at it for about 2 hours while we were cheering on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And so that might have something to do with it. I think for the most part, we're hanging out in the paved lots with a bunch of donors
who tend to skew
above 50.
The reason why you're hanging out with people for 2 hours is because half their party's still in the game. They have to wait till they get their ass out and then they can go home.
Yeah.
Like, that's why my whole thing is I'm standing out there. We've tailgated for maybe 2 hours, like officially tailgated. Now, well, I've been there for 4 hours, but we haven't had food. We haven't really gotten into drinking yet. And then, like, I come out and I'm like, okay, the party just begun. Wait, where the fuck did everybody go? Now, the Pollard and Light District, I'm saying that because I hate the name Psytown. The Pollard and Light District will add, like, hey, we have a big game on the TV. Like, another Big 12 game, the Big 12 night game. Come here. Let's grab some drinks. Go to the bar, hang out with your friends, meet some people. That would be full the whole time. See, that'll have people until 2 a.m.
You know, I wholeheartedly agree with that, where, like, say,
that's what the RV lot's like. That's what the RV lot's like. Those people don't have to leave, so they're partying until 2 a.m.
Yeah, a group of 20 of you are at a tailgate, and 5 of you want to hang around afterwards. You can. You just go meet some randoms at this mm-hmm. Close bar on the new strip.
And you go play some pool, watch some games, drink some beers.
Now you could do it the old fashioned way, where you just introduce yourself at another person's tailgate, and you could do it a lot cheaper. Just bring your own cooler, but that's just.
I hope we get medical school. I hope we get a medical school. That'd be nice. That'd be great. We need that shit. We need that AAU accreditation. I know.
Hey, before we move deeper into actual football.
Yeah.
Did you see on Twitter? I was glancing around a little bit. I mean, I was trying to work today. Did you see that someone already had a name lined up for the hotel that was going to be on this?
Yeah.
The Seneca was in.
Yeah. Now, if they don't name it that, I hate everything. I mean, why? They name it Psytown.
No, but this is for the hotel. This is for the hotel.
Oh, I know. They're going to name it something stupid like the I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like the Johnny Orr Inn and Suites or something stupid. I mean, no offense to Johnny Orr, one of the better coaches at Iowa State. Let's be creative. Okay. Let's be creative. Let's have some fun and remember the essence of our school. Seneca was in.
So the game, I'd stay there. The game on Saturday. Started out
Which
real
one
well.
Are you talking about?
Started out real about? Well, didn't it?
Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ended real well too.
Oh,
so,
sure.
Here's the good part. Jirel got 7 carries, and then we said, "All right, good enough."
Jirel got 7 carries and almost got. Did he get over 80 yards? Hang on.
No, he got like 76 or something. Yeah.
7 carries.
He had one really big
78 yeah. yards. No, yeah, netted 76. You're right. Lost 2 on a carry.
Yep.
Well, and Deion Silas saw good rushes. He was explosive.
Deion got good rushes.
Eli Sanders got good minutes in there. I wish that screen pass would have hit him because he had acres of space. That was all kinds of fun. Seeing Ashton Cook, Rocco Beck playing, that was the part I was – that's why I hung around for the end because I knew that it was going to be fun seeing the twos mixing with the ones.
I mean, the good thing that I like to see, obviously, you like to see Hunter Decker's just torch team. That's always nice. Mm-hmm. You like to see the ones going up. In these games, I'm kind of like, okay, what do the twos give you? Because these are going to be the players on the team in the next few years. And, I mean, the linebackers are incredible. McLaughlin just puts that quarterback on his ass and just goes, you don't want to fucking play here anymore. I mean,
cracked that one dude, that one running back. I'm like, damn.
Was that the running back? Was that the quarterback? I can't remember.
I don't remember, but he cracked, dude. I'm like, shit. I'm like, all right, well, I see you.
I thought he was gonna cause a fumble. I was like, oh god.
What was that? Was it when the quarterback lost the ball, like tried to throw the ball and went backwards and then rolled out of bounds?
That was Miles Mendezoon, who I was going to get to.
Who plays
the same position as Will McLaughlin.
Yeah.
Comes off the edge and just rips the quarterback down for a sack. And the quarterback just is dumb and throws the football backwards, which that counts as a fumble and a sack. Sack fumble. And it rolls and rolls and rolls.
You know,
and goes out of bounds.
You know what? So leading into this, I did not know that Dimitri Stanley was injured because Matt Campbell didn't tell me when I was talking to him.
Mm. Okay.
Since we have all these conversations together. Yeah. So I was hopeful leading into the game to see Dimitri Stanley get some connection going. What I ended up seeing, though, was Sean Shaw coming into the fray. And I can't think of a single screw-up he had.
No, he was good.
Yeah.
Now, I need to see – I know I'm being critical of a guy who's been here for ages, a guy who's a redshirt senior. I need to see that same type of production against a Big 12 team with Big 12 speed and Big 12 awareness.
Sure. And I can appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we need wide receiver number three to clear up for X and Jalen Knoll. And I think that Sean Shaw gives that little extra piece that we might need with Deshaun Hanukkah. Both of them are really, really will just take a cornerback, take a DB out of it because they need to be on them.
Was Hanukkah that throw into the end zone that
the bullet? Yeah,
might scare the hell out of me. If
yes,
was that again?
Yes, yes, it was. Yes, it was.
I knew it was right when we watched it live, but I watched that replay, and I'm pretty sure that was a tipped ball.
You may be the only guy in America who hates when his quarterback throws a touchdown, depending on how he throws it.
Well, I mean, come on. That could have been intercepted.
Yeah.
And who knows? It looks to me like we've got Iowa State's version of Brett Favre.
I thought we got rid of him. I thought he left and is playing for the 49ers right now.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of Hunter and is just slinging it with his cannon and trusting in the arm strength.
I thought that was Brock Purdy.
Oh, well.
That's what we said about Brock Purdy. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, that could be him too. At any rate.
I need to see some more running from Hunter Deckers. Let's get going. Maybe they're saving that. I don't know.
So what I now I'm finally coming around to remembering parts of the game.
Yeah.
Because this morning's news just got me.
Yep. You're frazzled.
Could you guys explain to me when we have this moose of a quarterback?
Moose. He's not much of a moose anymore, but he's still kind of a moose.
When we go into short yardage needs.
Oh Jesus.
I'm shouting at the trees. Why do we back ourselves up 5 yards into a shotgun formation when we could just go under center and either do a quarterback sneak or just hand it off downhill to a running back? Instead, there has to be a reason. There has to be a reason. And you cannot tell me it's the center to quarterback exchange. Everybody grows up learning how to go under center first.
Kevin, let me tell you something. Medically, I'm overweight. Okay. Why the fuck do I still keep going to McDonald's?
Well, it tastes good.
When I know I probably shouldn't. Doesn't make any fucking sense. It still happens, though. I don't fucking know.
I just remember.
Maybe it's out of habit.
The one maybe time I was warm, screaming.
Maybe it brings warm and fuzzy feelings to Tom Manning. I don't fucking know.
The one time I was screaming, I was yelling at Tom in his press box. And it was just.
Get your ass under center.
Tom, get him under center.
You have an all-conference center.
If for no other reason, like, do it. Do it just to prove me wrong. Yeah, just get behind the center, hit the A-gap, and gain 2 yards.
You have an all-conference center. You have a quarterback with a chin as big as the guy, the superhero from Timmy Turner or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure, I'll go along with that.
Hunter Deckers is a big boy. He can push the pile. He's a moose. You got an all-conference center. You got Jirel. He's pretty strong. He can push. You got Russ. Big old Russ Buzz. He can ram into Hunter Deckers and get you a first down.
Yeah. Is it an injury concern?
I don't fucking know.
Because I know that sometimes things can spill out and guys get twisted around and laid on top of and all that good stuff.
I mean, let me tell you. We went under center last year in the Baylor game. Let's talk about it. We went under center last year in the Baylor game, and Brock Purdy fumbled. Or somebody fumbled. The center fumbled or Brock Purdy fumbled. And once that happened, I was just like, we're never going under center again. Well, we're never doing this again.
Well, it was just –
because we didn't. We didn't. And then when we finally did, we fucked it up.
Yeah, it didn't make or break the game by any means. And
at least going with pistol.
So yeah, move me to three.
Get a running start. Getting a running start from your running back. Give it to the man who can power it in. Do something.
Well,
make it make sense.
That was a question I had. And
We're nitpicking a 40-point win, but
we did the team did the job. I mean, look at halftime, the score, what did we have? We had 30 points, 14, 16.
We could have put up 70 on them if we wanted to.
30-3 at half. You knew the game was over already. And so I'm not complaining and asking the question about this game in particular. It's more, I'm curious. I doubt we're holding back going under center to keep film off of for Baylor or whatever.
What are you hiding?
Yeah. We're hiding the old traditional junior high in a 1A Iowa school playbook, but it just seems to me like, at any rate, that was one area that I was curious on why we're continuing to go out of the shotgun when we need a yard. And the other parts were more special teams driven.
I mean, if, things to be working on. You don't watch the NFL at all. I know.
No, I don't.
There was a play last night in the Sunday night game, and they're at the 1 yard line. It's fourth and goal at the 1 yard line or the half yard line. The Bears just need to punch it in, and they go in the shotgun.
Of course,
and
they do.
They hike the ball. They hike the ball. Justin Fields, the quarterback, just runs right up the middle to try to get a touchdown. Now, here's the part that people are going to comment and be like, hey, da, da, da. People on Twitter looked and he was in, but they still call him that he wasn't in. The refs on the field said that he wasn't in, and they took a view, looked at it, and they couldn't find any inconclusive evidence that he was in. So the call stand ball went back to the Packers, and then the Packers won the game.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause at the end of the game. What if Justin Fields got in if he went under center? Who knows? You don't know. Is it pissing off your fans in front office when you go in shotgun just to run it right up the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to gain 6 yards to get ahead one.
Eberflus, this is Eberflus's second game. That's the head coach. This is his second game as the head coach. And you're pulling that crap, people will hate you from the jump.
Yeah, well,
what are you doing? At least make it make sense.
Yeah.
It's like doing a flea flicker on the 5 yard line.
And
you pick which 5 yard line.
And analytically, maybe it makes perfect sense. Show me the numbers. I don't know. Sometimes I just go on feel. It feels like it makes more sense to just.
You know what they can't quantify, though? Being a fucking man.
that's what it is. You can't swing your dick if you don't go under center.
Okay. Hello. This is a fucking kid show, Kevin. This is a fucking kid show.
Oh, anyway. My bad.
But it's the ticky-tack stuff. It's the ticky-tack stuff of like how almost every punt gets blocked. And just it's the ticky-tack stuff. But this is the good part. I'll say that this is the good part about the team right now is we are 3-0, first time in a decade.
Right.
It really has been close. Nobody's been able to stop our offense. Nobody has been able to really move the ball like crazy on our defense.
The fact
when that we have all the starts up there. And we've made so many freaking mistakes.
Yep.
This is the only time we've been 3-0, and we've made so many freaking mistakes. That's a good spot to be in,
mm-hmm.
especially when you got a lot of young guys. Because you can teach them now. So,
no, our kickoff unit has me a little concerned.
Yes.
If we can find a way to get 2 more yards out of those kicks, that would certainly help. But I don't see how that's going to happen. So how is coverage going to improve?
Needs to improve this week.
Our punt unit.
Got to get that punt off.
We're kicking all right, but you got to get it off when we do connect.
Mm-hmm. You shanked one over the weekend.
Those are the parts that are probably what are keeping us from receiving votes right now.
Mm. No.
I mean, why else is a 3-0 Iowa State not receiving votes? I was a little surprised that we didn't.
I don't think they think we've played anyone. They think, however, you get what I'm saying. I think they think, oh, you played a dog meat. SEMO team, a terrible Ohio team that has gotten spanked by everyone, and then an Iowa team that can't move to save their life.
This is why
good for you.
This is why the AP poll drives me nuts. And I think I think it's bullshit that we allow any rankings to be shown next to people's names when the CFP poll is the only one that really matters anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And so why are we showing any of them? Now I'm complaining. I understand. I was just complaining
because, that we
weren't receiving votes. But
look
at Baylor. That's who's coming in right now. They've got a loss and they're ahead of the team that they lost to.
I'll tell you why. It's because they want – it helps with the clicks. If you have a number one versus a number four, people will watch it for an hour. If you just put it on into Georgia – well, I guess Georgia's and whatnot. But, like, for teams in the teens and the 20s, the Wake Forest, the Cincinnati's, the this, that, and the other team.
Yes.
It helps keep the eyeballs on the TV because you go, oh, that's a number 21 Cincinnati. That's a number 25 Houston. I better watch that because it's a close game and it might be an upset or whatever.
And everyone's like, going and everyone sees the numbers and thinks that this team must be better than the other 120 teams that are whatever.
When it's not the case. It's not the case. Because I'm guessing that they were going to rank K-State or whatever. I'm guessing that they were close to being ranked and they lost too late.
Yeah, how about that, Wildcats?
We told you.
You ain't wild, boy. You mild.
Yeah, you know what?
Wildcats for a reason, you fuckers.
No. No. So I can see it now. Next year's quarterback for the Kansas State Wildcats, Spencer Petras.
Oh,
because they like quarterbacks that can't throw the fucking ball.
Oh shit!
Yeah. So I was telling Love about like the Iowa team a couple of weeks ago, the team that we beat. And I was told her, I was like, yeah, Spencer Petras couldn't do anything. And she's like, who's Spencer's Pizzas? And I was like, yeah, that's probably a good job for him in the future. Open up a pizza joint. Spencer's Pizzas.
It's average.
It's very average. And when they come deliver it, they just drop it on your doorstep. They can't hand it to you. They just drop it. Big fumble. So
I'll say this.
He ain't gonna be. Oh,
I'll say this about the Ohio game.
All right.
I get excited about damn near every game of the season.
Of course.
Opening day. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about whoever the hell comes in to play against our team. The Iowa game. There's our big rivalry game. It's always exciting. And then there's week three where you're just kind of ready for conference play to get going.
You're ready for conference.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at with this. Is it was fun and all, but I am ready for conference play to get going and see how this Big 12 shakes out.
How do you think we're going to shake out?
Oh, 11-1 probably. I
it's gonna be.
I don't
fault.
Know. It's a giant crapshoot, and that's what's making it really exciting to see. Is who the hell is better than us, right? I don't think we're bad either. I don't think we're bad. I can discount Kansas still.
Right.
People are talking about Kansas being much improved. It still means they're good.
Good. I can't wait till they go 4-0 and they think that they're gonna be at their house and think, oh yeah, we're rocking. They're gonna have a big crowd there.
Get me wrong. If they're 4-0 and we're 4-0, I almost feel obligated to go just so I can be at game day in Lawrence, Kansas.
Right.
Everybody's
going to be choosing Kansas too.
Everybody's going to choose Kansas. They're going to be like, oh my gosh, it's a team of destiny. We're the best team since 15 years ago. Yada, yada, yada. We're going to spank them around.
That'll be fun.
Because they don't have a defense. They don't have a defense, and really, they don't really have an offensive line or anything. They won a Big 12 game. Whoopie-doo. You won against the worst team in the conference.
So let me ask you guys this in our Ohio recap. If we're 4-0, we've just beat Baylor. Mm-hmm. Yep. Kansas is also 4-0.
Yeah.
I have never been on an Iowa State road game regular season and witnessed Iowa State win.
Well, don't go then.
Should we go?
No. You're getting your ass to your house.
All right.
No, you're not going.
We're watching it at your house.
Well, someday.
Bad luck.
Someday I want to go to a road game where we win.
We'll just go to Austin then.
You know where we're going to go?
Oh, I really want to, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
You want to know where we're going to go? We're going to go to Athens. No, that's not a regular season game, Tyler. We're going to go to Athens. You ready to go to Athens?
Athens.
And I'm not talking about Athens, Georgia.
Oh, you're talking about next season?
I'm talking about Athens, Ohio. You want to go see a regular season win? We gotta knock that juju off. You gotta see a guaranteed win before we bring you to a conference game and it matters.
I hope
you're more superstitious than anybody here.
That's very
true. If you go to a Kansas State game next year and we lose and that keeps us out of the conference championship, it's going to be your fault. And I'm not even going to say that. I'm not blaming you. You're going to think that.
Right.
I don't think I can get myself to commute to Ohio.
I mean, I'll go. I'll meet you guys there.
Athens, Ohio. Good night. The thing that's the good thing about the side town. All that shit's going away. We're not doing them homes and homes anymore.
Nope.
We're not doing them home and homes anymore. Not with this place.
But we could buy our way out of it, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Think about that. That's so dumb. Those home and homes. Why are we going to Ohio to play the Ohio Bobcats in their stadium?
Well, it's just a relic of how things were for Iowa State.
Yep. Well, then why aren't we keeping it the way that things were?
Well, fuck you. that is a direct assault on my tailgate spot.
I don't know. I like the new Power and Light District or whatever it is. Scytown.
I'm,
but it is going to ruin my friend's tailgate.
I was hot about it. I'm anxiously awaiting the email update telling me where I'm going to be, and it might be just as good or better. We'll find out.
Because I know all those businesses that have tents.
I use them.
Yeah.
I'm curious what the tent next to us is Cyclone Liquors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious what they think about this whole brew pub idea and all that sort of thing. And sure, if they wanted to pony up the cash, like that's really what it comes down to. If you don't like it, pay more money than the other guy. I get it.
It's NIL all over again.
They've just been there for years and years and years when nobody else wanted those damn tents. Filled them right up, made a party out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And made great
memories. People probably met their wives or their husbands there. Well, now it's all gone.
Hell, I attended a wedding there. I didn't really, but it felt like it would have been worthwhile to add to the story. I'm not going to be that butthole. It's going to be cool. And we beat Ohio.
He's saying that as tears roll down his face.
I was shaking. I was so mad when I saw that rendering.
Because I
it's a good thing we weren't recording at about 11 o'clock today.
I texted you and I said, hey, you probably should look at this because it was gonna ruin your tent. And then I asked you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how mad are you? And instead of just like giving me a number, you gave me like a paragraph of like, this is fucking bullshit. And then after that paragraph, you send me, you go, and a 10. It's like, oh man, you're so mad. He's so mad.
There were so many things I had to do at work today, and all I could focus on was like watching a video back. And looking at a parking map as to where they might park my ass. But no,
if I wanted a tailgate in a parking structure, I'd be an Iowa fan.
I've tailgated in parking garages and stuff at other places. It's not that much fun.
It doesn't sound like it.
No, and everybody else can talk about how there's better bathrooms and stuff. Guess what? We already have a fucking bathroom. So, this might help the collective. It does not help me. We already have a bathroom. We already have.
That's the fun part. That's the fun part about the tailgate.
Yeah, we already
have. The fun part about the tailgate is going in a porta potty. I know it's a little gross, but that's the fun part of going in a porta potty, drinking beers. And like from a cooler, not out of a glass. You're drinking a can of beer out of a cooler with a bunch of ice in it. You're eating semi-good hot dogs. Our hot dogs are great, but I'm talking about like other tailgates that I've been to. You're eating hot dogs that are all right. That's the fun of it. You know you're going to bite into whatever food somebody brings and goes, this could be better, but it's a fucking tailgate, so I'll deal with it. That's part of the fun.
I'll say this, and then I'll end me being a butthole about the Pollard and Light District. How many of the rest of you in the listening audience, who knows, there may be 10 of you. How many of the rest of you have ever offered a beer to Wendy Winterstein? Because we have. She said no thank you. But we have. And I won't get to do that probably in the corner where they put me.
And now what I will say about Wendy.
Those are the little things.
She probably needs to keep her wit about her and be ready for a picture at any time. So it's probably not a great look for the president to have a beer in her hand.
The president of Iowa State University.
Now it's a little different when you're Stephen Leith. He'll land a plane with a beer in his hand.
I totally would. See, I never saw a problem with that. Sure.
Ending a plane with a beer in your hand?
No, him using the plane for whatever the hell he wanted to. Who cares?
Well, he crashed it, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, he crashed it. Now they landed like safely. Everybody was fine, but he crashed it on the landing.
Oh wow!
I get it.
Yeah.
You ever gotten a fender bender? Irritated.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Well, if you haven't yet, it'll happen sooner or later.
Actually, I have, but they hit me. So
see. Now maybe another plane hit him.
Landing on the runway.
Yeah, you never know. Some guy came out of nowhere. He didn't wait his turn.
At Ames Municipal.
You don't know. You weren't there.
I was not there.
It might have been the night we offered him a beer.
He would have said, no thanks, I've already had 12.
No, that's how you knew he was our president.
That's my president. Anyway, oh well.
Well, we'll call that an Ohio recap.
Well, here's what I'll say about Ohio real quick.
Yeah, please do.
We were sloppy and we still kicked the shit out of them. it's looking really good coming with Baylor and all them. Now we'll talk about them later, but yeah. I'm ready. This is feeling like at least a 9-win season. We got really what you got to do is you got to look around, and this I'll say this that we can be done. You got to look around at the conference, and this is what Colin Cowherd does in the playoffs because every team's pretty good. Okay, every team's pretty good. They got players. They probably got a pretty good defense or pretty good offense or something that really like makes them. There's a reason why they're in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have one unit that sucks, just flat out sucks. Iowa State doesn't really suck at any position. We are really solid, if not great, at every position.
Yeah.
And then you start playing quarterback. Like once you have a bunch of teams that are solid to good to great at every position, not really lacking anywhere, you have to look at the quarterback and you put the quarterbacks together and go, which one's the better one? And the better one usually wins the game. And Iowa State has probably a top three. I'm going to be conservative in my statement, a top three quarterback in this league. I think he's higher, but I'm just going to be conservative and say he's a top three quarterback.
Yeah, he still has a lot of it, but yeah, things are trending the right way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that Dylan Gabriel and Quinn Ewers, they're up there too. They're the only guys that I think are. I mean, the two Kansas quarterbacks, I'm not scared of their arm at all. The Oklahoma State quarterback, we've played him so many times. We know what he is. Baylor, I'm not scared of him. They don't like him.
Yeah, Blake Saban, no.
Max Duggan or whoever?
No.
Max Duggan or whoever's down there? Yeah, no. And then Texas Tech, who's going to be playing? I don't know. Hunter Deckers is better than all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really only wondering about Dylan Gabriel and Texas Tech or Texas Longhorns, Quinn Ewers. So, yeah, I think we're going to win a lot of games. I think we might lose on the road once. I don't think we're losing at home. We're too good at home.
It's a fucking fortress, names.
There you go. How about that? Did we do a podcast?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna wrap it up, and yeah, you can call me later if you want to talk about SciTown and just keep bitching.
I think we're gonna move this into the lounge in the Discord, and if anyone that listens that isn't a part of the Discord, you guys should hit us up and join the community because it is a lot of fun. We don't always complain. I swear, it's just today. Today I am kind of in a sour mood.
We usually just bullshit.
We usually complain.
We usually complain about some random bullshit.
Look at this fucking guy on Twitter.
Right.
Look at this fucking idiot.
Yeah. What also, come by to the tent on Saturday. I'll give you a cookie. It's my birthday. So.
Hey, yeah. We might as well just throw it all the way out there since it's only going to be here for a few more games. Tent number 5. Come hang out with me.
Yep, come see us.
Come see us.
Yeah, not it's us, not me, us.
Now I will say this: it's Kevin's tent. So it's Kevin's, I'm not but taking, us though. I'm not claiming any ownership in that tent, but right, I will right, be there. Right. So
yeah, but yeah, come get the cookie though.
There we go. Go State, damn it.
Yep, go State. Go.
Wait, is it going to be there next year?
No. Maybe. What I heard on the video.
I think it's going to be there next year.
They're breaking ground in the southern portion, which is my area, as soon as the frost thaws. And they're going to rip everything up to set in their utilities and get the ground prepped for the high rises in that area. And then they're going to cover up whatever is not occupied by leased or filled building space at that point. So who knows if we're going to have a spot or not. We may.
We got to celebrate.
Yeah. It could be the beginning of the end.
A fucking funeral.
I need to come up with an idea for a good banner to strap around. It's going to
put the Queen's funeral to shame.
Well, you got to put a good tailgate down.
Pour one out for the homies. I mean, good Lord. I think there will seriously be people crying that day.
There probably will.
Knowing it's over. It's over. I'm sorry, Kevin. I'm going to get off before you start crying.
Yeah, let's it'll help if the team just keeps winning. It'll help if the team just keeps winning.
Say goodbye.
Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here because we're turning it into a fucking corporate district. All right. All right. We'll see you guys. Go Cyclones.
All right, go Cyclones.